One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello and welcome to the Air Bud Podcast. Banner's getting squiggly. You know it's time to get diggly. The show's happening today again, and my name is Jamel Johnson.
My name is Peter Moses.
My name is Michael George Benner.
Oh boy, we're in for a good one.
Damn, he pulled out the middle piece?
Yeah. Fuck. My mom was yelling at
George.
Mom was yelling at you about the Sixers?
Fucking Sixers. Look, okay. Before we get into the fucking Sixers, we got to get business out of the way.
You have to. Go to Patreon. Before you talk about the Sixers.
He needs it.
There is structure to this podcast, Peter.
Yeah.
We have a rigid outline.
It's literally written on some ridges, on some like potato chips. It's written on a pack of potato
turgid.
Chips.
It is an erect outline, okay? Go to patreon.com/airbudspod if you want to support the buds. $5 a month gets you bonus episodes. I mean, look, we posted like 4 bonus episodes in the past 2 days.
I wish I had just recorded when I was on that moving bus.
Yeah, if you want to hear Jamel talk about if you want to hear Jamel in a mile high atmosphere losing his breath talking about a bus ride he just had,
I was
go
scared.
To patreon.com/airbudspod. Jamal, how was that show, by the way?
Show was good. Shout out to the Boulder Comedy Show.
Yeah.
And that white guy making them skewers. That white guy making jerk chicken skewers.
Oh.
Big ups to you, bro.
That sounds good. And then if you can't do that, if you can't go to patreon.com/airbudspod to support the buds, go to Spotify or Apple. Give us a 5-star review. It really helps. It will help for the next month and a half.
Yeah. Oh, shout out to Black Chris. There's a guy there, a fan of the show. He wants on the Discord. He says he's a Patreon, but he's not on the Discord. Black Chris. So there's a black guy named Chris, and there was a white guy making Jamaican food.
Man, Denver is weird.
That's how. Yeah, that is how things went in the Denver area.
I mean, he should be on the Discord. I personally message everybody on the Patreon a Discord link all the time. So
look, when he hears this name check, he'll get it done. Get at us.
Right.
Come on,
Black Chris,
come on over.
Hit me up. I'll get you on the Discord. And now that business is over, holy shit, the Sixers got fucked by the referees.
Who? What? Maxie got? What? Did Tyrese Maxie get punched in the face on that last?
Well, first and foremost, they Nurse called a timeout twice, and they just said, "You can't do that, sir."
Yeah. Nick Nurse tried to call a timeout before the inbounds, and then while Tyrese Maxey had the ball, they waved him off for some reason. Tyrese Maxey, he got his jersey pulled while trying to catch the ball. He got hacked in the arm, and then he got thrown to the ground, and no fouls called. Just,
hey, then New York City, man. That's
just how we do things in New York, baby.
That's the 12th man.
The 12th man is
the wrong sport. But
bullying.
The 12th man is the seven dudes who come and hold you down and beat the shit out of you while the other five play basketball.
Oh, man. The ref saw that Ben Stiller was happy and couldn't stop. He was like, well, I got it. Well, Ben Stiller's happy. I can't. We must continue.
I don't want to harp on the Sixers for too long because that's
Why?
Just annoying for everybody. Yeah, but like,
harp away, baby.
That's most of the fan base.
Yeah, strum this harp all fucking episode.
Yeah, harpsichord. Even. I don't know. Add a harpsichord.
I hate being the like
host of a
guy
podcast
that complains about refs. Oh. I hate being the host of a podcast. I hate being myself. I hate.
God damn
hate
it, Bennett.
Me.
I wouldn't. I shouldn't have reminded you. I
minutes
should not
in,
have reminded
minutes
you.
Minutes in.
Yeah. It's okay, man. The series hasn't started yet.
It's two games in.
Nah, it ain't starting. Nah, bro. This is just the warm up. It doesn't start until someone wins a road game. You know the rules.
It does look like the Sixers, have more adult basketball players, than the Knicks. I don't know how the Knicks are scoring. It does feel like every time Josh Hart takes a three, it reminds me of Philip Seymour Hoffman from Along Came Polly. But it goes
Except
in.
It goes in.
But right.
But listen. Y'all win these next two games. Because don't think – you know that New York is not – they're not, like, unafraid to come to Philly. They're afraid for their lives. Somebody is going to hit them with a car. You know what I'm saying? Coming off the bus. So they're worried about that. You find a way to win 3 and 4, and then the fans are going to turn on the Knicks back at the Garden. Game 5, everybody's asshole is going to be, like, concave. It's going to go inverse. It's going to go opposites. And Ben Stiller's not going to be happy anymore.
Their butthole is going to go out? Is
out,
what you're saying?
It's going to go in and around and back out.
Prolapsed.
That's what it is. So 18,000 fans and MSG are gonna have prolapsed anuses watching.
Dog, as soon as Josh Hart missed, imagine 2-2 back at the Garden, and they're counting on Josh Hart to hit 4 or 5 threes in a game.
There's gonna be some poo-poo in MSG.
Well, what do you want, Benner? Do you want this to be a 5-game series and you just like bow out, you lose one, you get 3, you lose 4, and then 5's a wash? Or do you want this to get to a game 5 where, you know, the sheriff from Stranger Things is going to perform some voodoo on Scott Foster and get him to just ignore travel calls for like the entire fourth quarter so that like the Knicks
netball.
Just never have to
they
dribble but score 46 points. What do you prefer?
I don't understand the sheriff from Stranger Things.
I miss that too. I miss that too.
I'm just thinking of like they, you know, a celeb, like a random like celebrity who would be courtside.
You guys are gonna be fine, man. Meek Mill's gonna come to game 3 and he's gonna live tweet having sex with someone in the bathroom.
With fries on his lap somehow,
with
even
fries,
though he's standing up.
With wet fries.
Look, the only reason why the Sixers lost game 2 was the refereeing. Like, literally, that was it. I can't wait for the 2-minute report to come out to see if the refs admit that they boned them 7 different times, but you know, That's all I have to say. Because I Joel Embiid.
Has anyone ever filed a grievance with the NBA and the NBA has been like, okay, like,
no,
nothing comes from filing a grievance.
You know what comes from filing a grievance about the refereeing is the refs boning you even harder. Like, I don't understand why the Sixers did that. Because, like, it's not going to, like, make the refs be like, okay, we should be easier on the Sixers. No, they're going to fuck you more. Like, what is wrong with you?
Well, listen, you're going to be playing 6-on-5. I haven't seen the assignments yet, but you're definitely going to have a Scott Foster's or a Tony Brothers in a Sixers jersey for game 3. There's no doubt about that.
I would love a Scott Foster and Tony Brothers collab. Like, I know that they're both head refs, so, like, they don't ever work the same game. But, God, without that would be awesome to just see those two join together to fuck a team over.
I want to see him referee the Bad Girls Club or Baddies West.
Jamal, do you have a Zeus TV subscription?
I'm working on it. I don't have one yet, but I'm working on it.
I'll
A Zeus yeah. TV?
Zeus TV is you got Zeus? It's the greatest streaming platform ever.
Tubi fell off. I guess Tubi fell off. That's what I'm hearing.
Yeah. Yeah. It was started by King Batch, right?
That's nuts.
And then it is just
whoa. What the hell
is going on?
Every reality TV trope you could imagine turned to 100. That is what Zeus is. Jamal, let's split a subscription.
Split a Zeus? I'm down.
Yeah.
It's $60 for the year. And you get screenshot what I'm sending you right now.
I can't wait. Whatever the screenshot is.
You know what? Speaking of things I can't wait for, I can't wait to talk about the Cleveland Cavaliers. Huh, Peter? Hey. Your boys. Winning the most the most boring series of all time.
Screenshot.
Shit. I just saw it too. Look at her little hat. Why is she wearing that hat?
Why is she wearing like a fucking what do they call
leather
those
beret?
A fascinator.
Young.
She's wearing a fascinator while she's deep throating.
While they are deep throating.
Wait, that's another woman.
That's
right?
Another woman on the ground.
They're Lady in the Tramping, a double-sided dildo.
Or you don't really know
it
what
could
it
be
is.
Any,
really
it could be a flashlight.
That.
It could be anything.
I'm pretty sure it's a double-sided dildo.
It could be a kendo
dildo stick. And I'm Australian now. It's a dildo. Before we go on to the Cavs, Jamel, can we plug your movie?
Yeah. Hey, I'm
Jamel
in a movie.
Is the fucking star of a movie about NBA Twitter coming out, premiering at the Tribeca Film Festival in when?
June 12th.
April? June.
June 12th.
Memes and Nightmares. Is the trailer available?
The trailer is available. I guess it's on Tribeca. Tribeca still using Vimeo? Shout out to them.
Yeah, that was
keeping
weird.
Vimeo cracking.
Yeah, that checks
yeah.
out.
It's up. We'll put it on somewhere. Put it on the Twitter.
The trailer is very funny. Jamel is very funny in it. You get to talk to J.R. Smith. Did you actually sit in the room with J.R. Smith?
Nah.
Oh.
When they got J.R. Smith, I think Draymond Green was the star. And then something, you know, they called me in off the bench.
Because he was suspended?
Probably, yeah. He got suspended from films.
He was kicking directors in the dick?
Dick, yeah.
He strangled the gaffer?
He did that weird thing where he pretended to just walk by normal and then clothesline the craft service guy.
Just putting out some Nature's Valley.
Oh yeah, well I'm gonna pretend to trip and fall and then
why did you punch
I'm
me in the face?
Arm bar the shit out of you in the weirdest way you've ever seen.
Cleveland Cavaliers are up 2-0 on the Magic. Is that correct, Peter?
And they've scored, I think, probably a total of 75 points in two games.
It's so boring, but like, wouldn't you, you wouldn't have it any other way. They're winning the most boring blowouts of all time.
It's the offense does remind me of another time. It does remind me of early LeBron playoff series, like 07. Or even like 05, 06, where there's just absolutely nobody on the team who can get a shot. And so they just like give the ball to Banchero and they're just like, please, Jesus, do something. Please do anything. Oh my God, anything you could do would be so awesome. Because like no one else can shoot on that team. And it was really sad. I don't know what the diagnosis ended up being, but seeing Suggs go down.
Yeah.
I was like, all right, that's kind of a wrap for the Magic because he's the not like heart and soul of
he's
their
the
defense,
Hart,
but a huge part
the
of their
heart and soul of their defense.
That's exactly what he is. He's the Josh Hart and soul of their defense.
He came back though in the second half, right?
He did.
Yeah,
he came back with a totally different haircut.
Oh, great!
It was very Embiid-esque where he went down with what seemed like a debilitating injury.
Couldn't put pressure on it. Yeah.
Then just was like fine in the second half.
Well, then I take that back. Yeah, I think the Cavs are going to win the series.
Oh, you do?
I think they'll probably get one in Orlando, but like, don't underestimate the Cavs are bad.
The Cavs are bad. They, I think, do not perform to their capability, but I think they're going to sweep the fucking Magic.
Yeah, great matchup for y'all. They're just the younger. Cavs were the young guys. Now they even got the younger guys to play against. It's great.
It is very much like middle child picks on youngest child vibes.
Yeah.
That's my analysis.
Feels good.
And Donovan Mitchell's good.
Peter, you're the oldest child, JB right? Bickers.
Sure am.
And did you watch your middle sibling beat up on your younger sibling growing up?
No, they just banded together to fight against me.
Oh,
no, well, that's actually kind of sweet of them.
Yeah, I'm happy for them.
Is your sister or your brother the middle child?
My brother.
Okay.
Oh, I figure you guys would have banded against him to get him to just calm down about the Browns.
Well, that didn't really help at any point. He's calm about them.
He's calm about them? I follow him on Twitter. He's not calm about the Browns.
Yeah, no, I'd be worried when
he's not
talking
about
the Browns.
Any sport.
I get a little worried.
Dude, I've been telling him for over a year that Donovan Mitchell's not re-signing, and he can't handle it. He can't handle it. He just can't. He's
you gotta let him find out on his own.
As it turned up to 11 about absolutely everything.
And I love that about Ethan. He's just, he's high octane no matter what.
he's intense. Yeah, they suck. But you know what? Good for them. They flop. They, you know, tank their way to the 4 seed. They got the Magic. You know, they're one Caleb Williams better placed undercut away from facing a Jason Tatum-less Celtics. So,
whoa.
I still think this goes to like 6. I still think Orlando. Like, it would be a shock for me if the Cavs came out and just stomped on them at home. I don't think they're that much better.
They deserve at least one more TikTok with that damn song.
No one has scored more than 100 points in either of these games.
I love the Eastern Conference playoffs. It's disgusting. It's disgusting, dirty basketball.
Well, should we hop over to
pathetic.
The Western Conference and talk about the Lakers and Nuggets for a second?
Well, first, before we do that, I'd just like to give an honorable mention to Kyle Lowry for almost dying. Do you remember the point after the melee where they had to carry Kyle Lowry off the floor?
Yeah, I don't know what that was. I don't think they've came out and said what that was. It probably just was like a leg cramp.
He looked like when a lady passes out at church.
Yeah, He had the vapors.
He had the vapors, bro. But that, I say that to say this. You know when people be like, the NBA players, they don't try, and the regular season's boring because they're not really trying. And I just, it's not that they're not trying. It's that they're not falling. Because falling is reserved for the playoffs. That's what the difference is. You'd understand the effort it takes to fall down? 82 games?
I mean, just ask Alicia Keys.
Yeah.
She keeps doing it.
She keeps on falling.
Okay, well.
And I'm going to keep on coming.
All right, West Coast. Yeah. West.
What happened there?
Lakers Nuggets. The Lakers, I saw a stat.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Ahead of yesterday's game, that the Lakers have led by 10-plus points against the Nuggets in their last 8 games and have lost all 8 games. And then last night was the 9th time that that happened. What is it about the Nuggets that they just are able to fall behind deep and then just destroy the Lakers in the end?
Well, leads don't matter.
Yeah,
that's true.
Leads stopped mattering probably 5 or 6 seasons ago. Well, no, I think leads stopped mattering when we started this podcast. Whenever the Warriors came to power, that's when leads ceased to be.
Dude, you can erase a 10-point lead in 40 seconds now, as evidenced by the end of the Sixers game. Like, if everyone's just jacking up threes, all it takes is
I only watched
the Sixers game is not good evidence because that the referees just decided to clock out with 2 minutes left in the game.
I think they clocked in.
They started paying attention.
I think they actually checked it. They put their hard hats on.
I think the league needs to put their fucking magnifying glasses on and look at all the refs' DraftKings account.
Yeah, everybody's on ESPN bet for sure.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, LeBron James, goddamn, man, 39 years old and still doing what he's doing is crazy.
It sucks it sucks that it came down to that last. Remember when he could have got called for an offensive foul. They didn't call it. And then he pulled up for the three and missed it. Just like, damn, if he had just went to the rim. Because he doesn't hit open threes. He hits weird threes.
He hits really weird threes. If he is 1 foot behind the 3-point line, his percentage is like 20%. If he is like 40 feet out, his percentage is like 80. It's crazy. Yeah.
He only hits weird, half contested, falling in the crowd circus threes. He doesn't hit regular threes. I just wish he had done something different with that possession.
I thought it was weird that so many people took the Lakers in this series because the Nuggets are just better. I don't know. Jokic is great. Aaron Gordon is good. Jamal Murray, like, fucking rules. I mean, the Lakers are a fine team. I don't know why people were picking them over the Nuggets.
It does seem like they're capable. Anthony Davis is playing well.
Yeah. But it's like, okay, so the Lakers have two players playing well, Anthony Davis and LeBron James. The Nuggets have like five players playing well.
And also Austin Reeves is playing well. At one point, he was shooting 50%
for the fucking series. He sucked in game one.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I thought he sucked less in game two.
He was fine in game two, yeah.
I went to bed.
Oh. So me too, though. I went to sleep with the game. I was just like listening, and then I woke up for the last 3 minutes.
Peter looks like he's trying to say something, but he's not.
No, I was frozen. Yeah, I saw the score was like they were up like 20 at halftime, and I was like, I got to go to bed for a myriad of reasons. But I also know the Nuggets are going to win this. I know there's no way.
Right.
The seven
Lakers are up 20, but they're going to lose. Time to go night.
And then the buzzer beater, Anthony Davis looked crazy on the Lakers bench after the buzzer beater. It looked like he was. It looked like he was actively getting drugged to hell.
That was scary. I kind of was concerned for him.
It looked like when they took the bad guy in Ghost. You remember when the ghost came for the nigga who killed what's his face, his wife? The guy who used
Patrick
to host
Swayze,
Showtime at the Apollo.
The shadows came.
Yeah,
and took
when
him
the,
away.
It looked like the shadows were coming to take Anthony Davis and his ligaments.
What other series should we talk about? I mean, Boston is gonna fucking demolish.
That's a walk and a half. I hope for all the gamblers out there, you took all of the white guys in the Boston game. The whites really came. They all covered on their little player props. They must have. It was a big white day in Boston. So congratulations to them.
Just like every day for the last 300 years there.
Yeah. Just remember that.
What was the blackest day in Boston?
When New Edition came out with Any Heartbreak. The release.
You had that one ready to go.
I knew.
Sam J. Anytime Sam J. drops a Netflix special.
Yeah, when Sam J. came out, when David Ortiz says, "It's our fucking city." That's somewhere up there. I mean, the Wolves Suns tonight. Wolves won by 20, baby. Wolves. I need the Suns to fall apart in embarrassing fashion.
The Suns are already falling apart in embarrassing fashion. They suck shit.
I hope they keep sucking it up. I hope tonight they suck it through a crazy straw.
I hope, there's a bunch of loop-de-loops in their straw as they suck up the diarrhea. I love Kevin Durant so much, but man, what a bad decision to go to the Suns.
I mean, he probably, they got all the fast food in America. He probably likes Waffle House. That's probably why he went.
Peter, you look, again, like you want to say something, but you're not saying anything.
Well, he started looking at his email.
Well, something urgent did happen, but I...
See?
What am I saying here? I want the Wolves to advance. I just want Anthony Edwards, and I just think this team was so fun for so much of the year, and I think sometimes we get a little bit of amnesia. I think the Bucks are a decent example of this with the Pacers, where it's just like, oh yeah, probably Dame Lillard in the playoffs with all of these people who have experience are going to be better than, like, the Pacers are kind of just like a diet version of the Magic, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it's not even that they're diet. Their strategy is specifically to not play defense.
Right. And the Suns, have three of the, well, they have two all-time players and a guy named Brad. And, like, they've been, like, hovering between the 10th and the 6th seed all year. So I'm just going to kind of have to believe that, like, some of this matters. And if Anthony Edwards is finally going to have a good game against the Suns, and Karl Anthony Towns is going to not get absolutely rammed by Durant, then they should win in 6 or 5, right?
And obviously the big difference is Mike Conley. The Wolves have the best one-on-one player in Anthony Edwards, or arguably. You have a elite, can score anytime, you know, from any position, and then they have a floor general, Mike Conley. The Suns do not have that. What if Chris Paul was a nice guy? Mike Conley.
Just from the Midwest. You could just say from the Midwest.
Yeah, also works. Because that is slightly different.
Is Mike Conley from the Midwest?
I mean, he went to Ohio State.
Ohio State, yeah.
Yeah, I think he's probably from Ohio.
You don't go play basketball at Ohio State if you weren't thinking about that already.
He is from Fayetteville, Arkansas.
Oh, that's even more Midwest than the Midwest.
I feel like that's more, isn't Arkansas like South?
That's the South. It's Mid-Southwest.
Yeah, Mid-Southwest.
But it's its own, it's like, I don't know, fucking swampland. He probably had to fucking,
here's
he
my bold prediction.
That's a Walmart.
Jersey Mike's.
No, a segregated yeah. Walmart, right?
He went to a segregated Walmart. For a couple
for
of
high
years.
School,
yeah, for high school.
I went to a segregated Walmart for high school. Here's my bold prediction: Wolves in 4.
Whoa, that's crazy.
I love it. You come here for the bold takes. That's what people come here for. They're like, I want bold takes when I listen to Earbuds.
I figured me wanting the Suns to win, or lose, basically secured. They locked in them winning by 15 tonight.
I think we're united against them, right?
I am so anti-Suns.
Here's the thing. I'm not anti-Suns. I want the Suns to win. I just don't believe in them. I love Kevin Durant. I like Devin Booker. I want Bradley Beal to be happy. I fucking hate Grayson Allen, and I hope he dies, but...
Wow. Okay.
See, that's different. I hope Bradley Beal dies, and I love Grayson Allen. Me and Grayson Allen got a little... We got a development deal in the works.
Are you guys doing the Ted Cruz biopic?
Yeah. We're working on a Ted Cruz... We're working on a Ted Cruz sing-along?
Ted Cruz sing along. It's just gonna be like all fucking ABBA.
Oh, don't do that to ABBA. What did they do? They're great.
Yeah,
I don't know. It's like, I'm trying to think of what Ted Cruz listens to. It's got to be like Dancing Queen on repeat.
You think so? I think he just.
I think he listens to New Kids on the Block.
I think he listens to people sleeping. Like Spotify search people asleep.
Oh no, I think he just
his
goes to people's
white noise machine is other people sleeping.
Yeah, I think he's just outside of niggas' windows listening to him sleep and recording his own tapes of sleep noises.
All right, I'm speaking of bold predictions. I'm going to go one step further. I think the Wolves can and will beat the Denver Nuggets in round 2 of the playoffs.
Wow.
I like that. I think that the Nuggets are weaker without Bruce Brown.
We all made fun of Karl Anthony Towns when he was like, we played them better than anybody else, because he said it in one of his 6 Pink Panther Mr. Magoo style voices. But he was right. He had something going on there.
Yeah, if he didn't say it like the great Kazoo, we would have all listened.
We played the Nuggets better than anyone else. He said it after they fucking like lost in 5 games, though. Like the way, like
everybody
he
lost
said
to
it
the
at
Nuggets
the worst possible
games.
Time.
Yeah, you're not wrong, but Hey, they seem gettable. If the Lakers are even getting this close, they seem gettable.
You know what, though? I think the difference between this year and last year, Anthony Edwards is a different player this year. And he was good last year. He's fucking incredible now. And hey,
I just want to say you're right. And I do think it's because he had different representation. He changed all his reps. He changed his whole shit up before the offseason. Next thing you know, he's the guy over at Adidas, got the coolest shoe campaign out, and he's crushing.
Yeah. I like that prediction, Peter. I think the Wolves and Nuggets will be an incredible series, and I do think the Wolves have a real chance if they – look, I hate – you know me. I hate Rudy Gobert. I don't want to root for him, but I
but there are worse things in the world right now, you know?
Real shot.
Don't you feel like the world has changed enough where like rooting for Rudy Gobert is not what it used to be?
Yeah.
All right. Right now.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's true.
I mean, look, we're staring down the barrel of the gun of having to vote for Joe Biden. So, yeah, you're right. There are worse things than Rudy
don't
Gobert.
Even get me started.
Yeah.
Guys, is there anything else we want to talk about? Any other series that are, I don't even know. I mean, Heat, Celtics. I mean, Celtics are going to fucking walk.
The Heat should be ashamed of themselves for fielding this crap in front of us.
Mm-hmm.
I don't. Oh, did we miss? The Pelicans. Beep, beep. I thought the Pelicans almost had game one. Hey, that little runner by CJ went right off the rim.
Mm-hmm.
Timberwolves. Pelicans, hold on. This is what I was looking up. Timberwolves are +900 to win the West right now.
Wow.
I'm dumb, and you know me. I do not bet. +900 means they are.
That means if you put up
not the favorite,
that means they're not the favorite at all. If you put $100 on it,
and you get your $100 back, so you get $1,000.
$1,000, Peter. Should we all go $33.33 on a bet right now?
Take it from the picture. Fine by me. Let's go.
All right, I'll Venmo Peter. Make that bet right now, and I'll Venmo
put $9.
You.
Hold on. Am I putting $9.99?
No, put 100 on it.
Yeah, 99.
Put 100 on it. I'll Venmo you $33.33. Jamel will Venmo you $9.99.
I'll mail you some cash.
Jamel's gonna Apple Cash me. Let's be honest here.
Yeah, I could Apple Snapple you.
Jamel's been kicked off every cash platform.
I have not everyone.
Jamel will Western Union you $9.99.
Come on, I'm still good. I still have a rush card. I don't act like that.
All right, I am putting it down right now.
Man, I
you
can't wait
taking
to lose
a photo of us, Peter?
With you guys.
What's happening? It's in. You did it. Okay.
It's in.
I'll Venmo you $33, Peter.
And 33 cents.
I think the Wolves have a real shot. I really do. They're Anthony Edwards is great. Carl Anthony Towns is reliable, it turns out. Rudy Gobert, I hate his fucking guts, but he
I just love the path
is...
for them. I love the path for them
good.
Where OKC,
yeah.
they're deep and talented, but they're small and they're young. And
they're very young, and they looked like they were going to
they tried.
Give that game away because of how young
they
and
tried.
They were.
And it's not like New Orleans has a ton of experience, but enough where it's like it made them look pretty shaky. And it's like, okay, can you get past Jokic? And I think they might be. They might have the depth and versatility to beat the Nuggets. I don't think they – it's going to be tough, but I feel like if they get past that, it's a good bet.
Man, I did watch them do the same thing that the Nuggets did to the Lakers the last eight games. I also watched them do this to the Wolves like a week ago. But I do believe.
Love it.
Well, should we wrap it up here? Any plugs you guys want to do, Jamel?
Well, you saw, yeah. If you bootleg the movie, however you can. Also, mixtape. Nah, steal it. Yeah. Definitely steal it. Put it on.
Pay money to watch it. I think.
Mixtape is May 15th. Me and Garrick Bernard. Me and Garrick were talking about. What do you think about releasing the show, the stand-up show, as a podcast? Get back. We're gonna get into our Cameron Esposito River Butcher bag.
Yeah, throw it, do it. Why not?
I love
it. I think we might do it. But anyway, that's mixtape on the 15th. It's in LA. Please come,
Peter.
Your soccer show. Check me out at Bambi Childcare in Windsor Terrace.
Okay.
Be picking up my son in about 3 hours.
If you want to shoot Peter in the head, go to Bambi Childcare.
Oh,
Better, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Now's your chance.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.